Welcome to the Wealth with Purpose podcast, where people come to learn what the Bible says about money, wealth, and business. Be inspired by some of the greatest Christian thinkers and commentators from around the planet. Enjoy this episode with your host, Alex Cook.
My guest today is Alex Cook, the CEO and founder of Wealth with Purpose. Thanks so much for your time again today.
My pleasure, Shane. Great to be back.
And Alex, this is a fantastic topic we're talking about today, the devil's plan for your finances.
Not something we think about a lot.
We often didn't give the devil too much thought. Why is it relevant to our finances?
The Bible tells us that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And, he hates mankind. And ultimately, the devil's goal is to take us away from God. He wants to destroy our faith. And if he can't do that, then he wants to make sure that we're ineffective, you know, that we're not able to do good things with our money. Because ultimately, money is a tool. And so if the devil can make us, you know, render us ineffective with our money, then it goes a long way to damaging God's kingdom. So, for example, you know, he likes to tap into our human nature. You know, unfortunately, human beings are inherently greedy. You know, we like to spend on ourselves. And so when we do live like that, it means we're going to be less generous. You know, less money goes towards God's kingdom and helping those in need when we're living for ourselves. So if he can get you sufficiently distracted so that you just focus on yourself, it'll make a massive dent. I mean, I'll give you an example for myself. You know, many years ago, there's two types of magazines I used to love reading. I used to love reading travel magazines and car magazines. Now, there's absolutely nothing inherently wrong with travel magazines or car magazines. You know, they are what they are. But what I found for me particularly is it would always make me want this extremely expensive cars or these extremely lavish world holidays. You know, in your mind, you start thinking, oh, I'd love to go here and I'd love to go here. And as I say, there's nothing inherently wrong with cars or travel. There's nothing wrong with those things. But what I found for me is it pushed my human nature into becoming more greedy and spending that money on myself when that money could have been best used for other things. It's not to say you shouldn't have a car, nor is it saying you shouldn't have a holiday. It's merely to say that the devil wants to distract you and take you away from things that are often more important priorities. And the other thing is the Bible ultimately warns us that we are in a spiritual battle for souls. And it's a relentless 24 hours, 7 days a week battle that won't end until Jesus returns. And that in the reality is that in a battle, people get injured. And so often what we see going on around us can be a result of that spiritual battle. And you see that in people's finances, you know, whether it's tensions in their marriage that can come from spiritual issues, workplace-related issues, all sorts of things that are going on in the spiritual realm that then play out in the natural. The thing is, if we want to be good stewards, and, you know, most of us who say, you know, we follow Christ, we want to be good stewards of what God's given us. We want to use that money wisely. And so, therefore, it's important to understand that the battle that is going on around us, we need to understand that reality. And that's why, ultimately, it is so relevant to our finances, because ultimately, money is a fabulous tool that can be used for doing good, but it can also be harmful. And that's why we need to understand what the devil may try and do to us through money.
Alex Cook is my guest today, the CEO and founder of Wealth with Purpose. We're talking about the devil's plan for your finances. So, Alex, what are the signs we should look out for?
There's a couple of common ones. And look, a lot of these won't necessarily be a huge surprise to anyone. But one big one, obviously, is excessive debt. You know, one of the things the devil wants to do is to enslave you. And if we think about the past couple of years where interest rates have gone from 2% up to 7%, some people, you know, took out huge loans during the pandemic when rates were low. And as a result, you know, the risk is they're now finding themselves enslaved. And when we do that, we run the risk, you know, we can't fund other aspects of our life that we would have enjoyed. So it can suck some of the joy out of your life. It can also mean that we can't be as generous because we just have less money available. You know, we're paying interest to secular banks rather than funding God's kingdom. And of course, excessive debt can cause huge stress in marriages and relationships more broadly. So that's an obvious one. But there's all the other common ones like materialism. You know, we need to guard our hearts to make sure that we're not prioritizing our possessions over people, or worse, possessions over God. And, you know, that's a risk in our society because, you know, most people would acknowledge it is, you know, a very individualistic, materialistic type culture. So there's nothing, once again, inherently wrong with material things per se, but it's more that when we allow them to become the focus of our hearts and the focus of our intention, of our attention, that's when it becomes much more problematic. Likewise, greed, fear. You know, fear is a hugely common one. And fear can take place in different ways. You know, one could be, you know, people are fearful that they're going to lose their job or they're worried about their financial future in some way. And therefore, as a result, that paralyzes their thinking and stops them from giving generously and being generous towards others because they're fearful about their own future. And then, of course, there's the fear of missing out. You know, if we look at the past couple of weeks where Bitcoin has gone through $100,000, you know, when I listen to some people talk about it, you kind of get this sense in their voice that, oh, you know, have I missed out? That kind of thing. And that can be very dangerous because it can lead to very unwise financial decisions if we're fearful about missing out on something. Other ones like envy, and that can obviously lead to another one, which is discontentment. You know, if we're envy of others, and I think naturally people are, you know, often we joke, you know, about keeping up with the Joneses, but it would be much easier if the Joneses just moved away and we wouldn't have to try and keep up with them. So there's this kind of, you know, human envy. And as I say, that leads to feeling very discontent and a lack of gratitude with the good things that we have in our life. And we forget that we live in this amazingly blessed nation where even though, yes, it has its challenges, that we've talked about that some of that over the past few weeks, but the reality is it's still an enormously blessed nation. So we need to be very grateful and content with what we have. Speculative investments is another thing that can come out of being unwise with money. And as a result of some of the spiritual warfare that we see, you know, we start to buy into this. It's, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, it is, you know, then it's not true. So that kind of thing is very common as a, you know, a potential warning sign, if you like, of the spiritual battle going on around us. And then last one, some of us are influenced obviously by teaching, you know, like the prosperity gospel. And whilst it's not that prevalent in Australia compared to, say, the US, and it's true also that God does want us to prosper in all things. You know, the Bible actually says that God wants us to prosper in all things. But the problem with that is that that kind of message can be very easily distorted into this idea that God is very concerned about our health and wealth, when in reality, God is far more concerned about our character than our comfort. And so, you know, making sure we're listening to good, solid biblical teaching is very important because, you know, prosperity preaching leads us to becoming very self-orientated, I think, with money. So that's very dangerous.
Yeah, for sure. Some great advice there. My guest is Alex Cook, the CEO and founder of Wealth with Purpose. We're talking about the devil's plan for your finances. So, Alex, what can we do to protect ourselves from the devil?
Yeah, look, the good news is God is far more powerful than the devil, and there's lots of things we can do. You know, I always say to people, you want to be alert but not alarmed. You know, the Bible tells us that the devil is like a roaring lion. He's roaming around and he's looking for someone who can devour. When we hear that, we kind of, oh, well, you know, that's a bit scary. But the reality is when we walk closely with God, God is far more powerful and God is sovereign and he's in control and he wants us to lean on him and to learn to trust in him. And that's something that I think takes time. I often say with many financial and spiritual issues that we need to learn. So if you look at Paul in the New Testament, Paul said, you know, he had to learn contentment. He had to learn that whether he was in at situations of little or situations of plenty, he had to learn how to be content in either. And so that's something that we need to learn. But we need to learn to trust God for his provision. You know, we need to remember God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and he, you know, there is no recession in heaven. There is no lack of, God doesn't have any lack. And so when we focus on God and what he's like and his character, then we can put our minds at ease because we know we have this loving Father in heaven that will get us through and look after us. So very important to have that biblical mindset towards these things. The other thing is I'd encourage people to talk to their friends. You know, if you've got good friends that you trust, you know, I wouldn't say you should talk to just anybody, but someone who really is someone you trust to be open with and have accountability with, where you can share your struggles about money and just have those open discussions so you can get wisdom. And of course, in terms of wisdom, the book of James tells us exactly how to get wisdom. It says, ask God. So, you know, I often say, in fact, I was praying the other night with my 13-year-old daughter, and I was stoked when I heard her. She said, "Oh, God, give me wisdom." And I thought, that's a great prayer, because that's exactly what we should be doing, regardless of our age. We need wisdom.
Yeah.
And, of course, protection, because as we're talking about, you know, this is a spiritual battle going on around us, and so we need to pray for protection as well. So that's critically important. And as I've probably said to people before, you know, align your finances with God's word. And you do that by learning what the Bible says about money. And the good news is it has a lot to say. So the more you align your finances with God's word, the more you're bringing about a natural form of protection, because God's ways work. And so, yeah, I'd really encourage people to do that.
That is absolutely fantastic. Hey, Alex, thanks so much for sharing about this topic today. It's been a great one. I'm looking forward to chatting with you again next week.
Likewise. Should be lots of fun. Thanks, Shane.
Alex Cook, the CEO and founder of Wealth with Purpose.
Thanks for tuning into the Wealth with Purpose podcast. For more great biblical wisdom and free resources, please visit www.wealthwithpurpose.com.